Florence Nightingale once said, "Rather 10 times die in the surf, heralding the way to a new world, than stand idly on the shore." Nightingale's centuries-old words aptly describe how today's nurses herald and help drive the practice of nursing informatics to impact the quadruple aim: to improve the health of populations, enhance the experience of care for individuals, reduce the per capita cost of healthcare, and to attain joy in the work of the delivery of that care. As healthcare organizations navigate the waters of the digital health transformation, the importance and impact of a robust nursing informatics culture becomes all the more apparent. Welcome to Steps to Value, the HIMSS podcast that looks at people and processes, information and technology as they work together to transform the delivery of care. In today's episode, produced in collaboration with the HIMSS Nursing Informatics Committee, we discuss best practices for establishing an engaged nursing informatics culture with Sandra Eppers, Senior Nurse Informaticist at Froder Health; Lisa Lyon, Senior Clinical Applications Coordinator with Cherokee Nation Health; and Kathy Owen, Workforce Solutions Consultant with Kronos for Healthcare. Sandra, Lisa, and Kathy, current and veteran members of the HIMSS Nursing Informatics Committee, describe practice and policies that work best to establish and maintain an engaged nursing informatics culture, how nurses new to the field can get started in nursing informatics, and how the role of the nurse informaticist has evolved over the last 5 years. All that and more coming up.
HIMSS communities are a great way for HIMSS members to volunteer by supporting their favorite health IT topics. Community members network with other health IT experts and professionals, contribute to health IT policy, develop tools and resources for the health IT workforce, and more. If you're interested in helping us shape the HIMSS mission, check out our 11 communities at hims.org/communities. Not a HIMSS member yet? Visit hims.org/membership.
Sandra Eppers is a senior nurse specialist at Froder Health. Lisa Lyon is senior clinical informatics coordinator with Cherokee Nation Health. Kathy Owen is workforce solutions consultant with Kronos for Healthcare. Sandra, Lisa, Kathy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for allowing us to be here.
It's our pleasure. So we recently worked on a value guide for the HIMSS value suite entitled Developing an Engaged Nursing Informatics Culture. What was the goal of the guide and who is it targeting?
It's really targeting healthcare in general. And in general, it's really looking to help understand where delivery bottlenecks exist, where nursing informatics can actually make an impact, and to really engage the culture and really grow the profession of nursing informatics.
I think the other part of the value guide is actually to offer the healthcare organizations the potential solutions that are available in the value guide, as well as what are some of the optimal path forward for people that are interested in nursing informatics, and give us guides into patient safety, as well as quality and efficiency within the organization using the nursing informaticist role.
And I see it as a way to encourage nursing involvement in informatics and to strengthen that. It's a base starting point for individuals and organizations wanting to strengthen informatics skills, either as an individual nurse or as a system.
So for those systems, for those organizations that are looking at their nursing informatics culture, what impact does that culture have on an organization's clinical or operational or financial outcomes?
I think nursing is the heart and soul of healthcare organizations. It has a huge impact. When you look at the number of nurses versus the number of all other departments, obviously they have a huge voice. It's a supportive environment for nursing and healthcare in general. And nursing strength makes for a stronger organization all the way around. And it also enhances or helps develop nurse-specific skill sets, such as organization, process, thinking, workflows. Those are already skill sets that nurses have. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, will help to strengthen those, encourage people to use this for those types of things.
I think it's important for us to think, and Lisa brings up a good point, nurses are trained to be critical thinkers. And so when we look at workflows and we look at how things are put together, we can add that value by listening to the customers and actually affect some of the end users and bring a better product to their workflows, as well as we become the advocates for cost-effective savings in the solution that we deliver, and solutions become what the end users are asking for because we understand their requests because of our skill set and our training.
Kathy, any thoughts?
We are the link. We're the link between IT and medicine and the end users because we were the end users. We know how the systems are used. We can see their workflow. We basically see the light. So we represent those nurses that are going to be using our systems as well as the providers. IT is technical. They have a great skill set, but what we bring in to the table is our clinical skills. And as Lisa said, we know the nursing process. The nursing process and informatics, they really flow hand in hand. So really it lends that level of the nurse. And financially, you bring efficiencies to the table. It definitely has financial impact. It also has outcomes impact for the patient themselves.
Absolutely. I think the nursing culture as a whole, we look at it from a patient perspective. That patient perspective is, how do we save them money? How do we get them the best care for the least amount? And I think this guide helps you start thinking in that direction to think from the patient standpoint, as well as the organizational standpoint on the financial aspects.
Yeah, speaking of the organization, for organizations that are really looking at improving their nursing informatics culture, what are some policies or governance bodies that would make sense for them to consider to help support that strong nursing informatics culture?
Well, first off, they have to have a governance structure that includes really strong change management, because change, the one thing technology brings to the table is change. And we found that when we went live with the electronic health record. We're moving past that, but it was a struggle in the beginning. People literally were retiring instead of using the electronic health record. Change is inevitable. We are in a culture where technology is pervasive. We have to be able to change with it. But in order to keep consistency, there has to be a governance structure, a change management process, and to keep information flowing. And it always has to be done with that outcome or that end result in mind. It's about how we get to that outcome.
Any recommendations, Sam?
Yeah, I think that what we've evaluated and I think is really important to take into consideration is that the nurse informatics resources in your organization really need to be involved in your practice councils and integrated heavily into your shared governance. The nurse informaticists themselves bring into that whole structure a piece of insight that helps the nurses develop better quality in their documentation, better efficiency in their documentation, and putting things in the right place, and ultimately a much more usable, efficient medical record that everybody can use.
I talked a few minutes ago about nursing being the largest body in healthcare when you look at the numbers. So because of that, nursing leadership and specifically nursing informatics leadership are a must in the governance model for a successful electronic health record. Implementation, optimization, and continuation have to have nursing at the helm.
I have one more additional point I think that is really important for organizations to consider. When we think about policies, as you move into more of an electronic medical record and all of the nursing informatics pieces, I think sometimes what's overlooked is where the nurse informaticist can assist the organization in their policy development. And that means looking at all of your policies and considering what changes with respect to the electronic medical record need to be considered, and where does downtime fit in, and what does it really mean to now have an electronic medical record and informatics in your new paradigm. And many times the policies get overlooked. And so it's really critical for nurses that have an informatics background also and a clinical background to be a strong advocate for making sure that the policies we have in place support all of the things that we do, particularly when we get into quality assessments, regulatory assessments, and all of those people that come in and want to look at what we're doing, and they use the policies as our guides.
Kathy, I saw you nodding your head as Sandy was talking.
You can't leave the policies out of the mix. They have to be a part of it. And generally, that's part of a governance structure. Nursing practice, nursing policy, healthcare policy. Something as simple as changing a process for blood product administration, it impacts things down the pike, and it's hugely impacts patient safety. So you have to make sure you know how to be a part of that process. Keep those policies flowing and make sure that practice changes for the positive.
Keep them updated. That was my note here to myself. Keep them updated. That's critical. And again, who else knows better than the nurses? They're the ones on that end taking care of the patient. So yeah, absolutely.
So it sounds like there's a give and take in terms of the organization needs to seek out the guidance and nurses need to advocate for the policies they believe support better patient outcomes as well.
Great point.
Well, yes. And ultimately, actually, the bottom line here is as a nurse informaticist, what happens is as we've transitioned to more of an electronic medical record, the nurse informaticist actually plays a role in more of a multidisciplinary participant mm-hmm. in the informatics role, because many times you're at the table with other professional roles in the hospital or healthcare and organization that aren't necessarily nurses, but other physicians or physical therapy or pharmacists, and you actually help interpret those parts because you're actually familiar with those workflows and how they innervate with the nursing care and the patient care within either the ambulatory or the inpatient environment. So as a nurse informaticist, you tend to become more embedded in a multidisciplinary face than just nursing.
And everybody's spokesperson.
Right.
You are.
So let's just talk more generally about how the role of nursing informaticist has changed. What did that role look like 5 years ago?
Oh, I can easily say that. 5 years ago, it was all about the electronic health record, all about implementing electronic health records, maybe optimizing electronic health records, but it's changing now, definitely.
Right. I think back then, and 5 years ago, it was actually more about getting the physicians embedded into the record, potentially getting some of the workflows in place, and just simply getting on the electronic medical record, just like Kathy has said. And now I think, as I said in the previous question, we're much more into a multifaceted, multidisciplinary integration of all of the players that are needing to be integrated into the healthcare record and the full face of that in our record, and doing decision alerting and population health and all those pieces that we have to do now. It's more than just putting in the electronic medical record.
It's moved from meaningful use to population health, really quite simply.
Yeah.
Lisa, and I see so much work has been done, but so much work needs to be done. It's like you've moved 100 years, but then some days you feel like you've moved a day. So there's such a big, vast area that still needs to be worked on. So lots of work, and it takes lots of clinical and nursing informaticists to do that work. So
from the perspective of the next 5 years, what is the role of the nurse informaticist going to look like in 5 years?
It's going to be a lot of the same, and just fine-tuning, perfecting things almost, because there is so much work still left to do. But I also think it's because we've looked back now on the 5 years ago, who would have thought we would be where we are today? So there's going to be a lot of things we aren't going to predict, I think, you know, that we would have not thought happened or we would have thought were going to happen. So it's kind of a wide open door still.
Sandra, Kathy, any thoughts 5 years from now?
Well, I think probably now and or over the next 5 years, we're going to be spending quite a bit of time probably getting to more of a standardized presentation. You know, as you were rolling out the electronic medical records, sometimes you were doing more customization than you were some standardization. And so now, in some instances, we're spending, because we're in population health looking at data, we really need to get some more standardization and measurement of that data in a standardized format, and that is somewhat of the challenge.
Where do you weigh that challenge compared to the initial challenge? Is it much of a lift as that implementation? Is it an even greater lift than once you've got people used to a process, you're now trying to standardize it?
It is a pretty heavy lift because people have become customized to their own style. And as it was to get us to an electronic medical record from a paper record, now we're going to have to move them from what they've become accustomed to in the electronic medical record to what we would like to have as a standardized look and feel so that we can do things across many entities and be able to measure population across many entities. And without that, we won't be able to do some of the things we need to do to be more efficient and do better patient care and more analysis of how to be better practitioners in health.
Hmm. I would add that interoperability is key. But what does that landscape really look like? Because there's policymakers and people out there that we're trying to just agree on how do we identify patients the same way so that we can share that information and be able to take it to the next level. I would also, we've been talking a lot about the electronic health record, but informatics is much broader than that. Workforce management, staffing, scheduling, acuity systems. I've been involved with all of them throughout my career, and I continue to be. But telehealth, mHealth, it's so much broader. I think nurse informaticists are going to have to be innovators. We're getting into bioinformatics, genomics. There's so much more that it's growing faster than we can grasp, and mm-hmm. It's so much broader. So I think we need to see ourselves beyond that EHR.
Lisa, you were nodding your head.
Yes. One thing that I think about is data analytics. And we've done so much work with data analytics, predictive. They're looking at that so much. But there's a whole lot of work to be done still that I think will help the informatics and the patient care. You know, if we start really digging into that data that we've collected over the past 5 years and the next 5 years.
Wonderful. Well, we've got time for one more question. This is a question that we ask all of our guests. This podcast focuses on the relationship between humans and technology. We're wondering, what is your favorite technological invention and what do you think its impact has been on our culture? And we'll start with you, Lisa.
Okay. Mine is the cell phone, but it's almost a good versus evil in that respect when we use it every day for everything in the world, but then you see people that's their life. So with anything like that, I think there's a happy medium and some sort of a balance that we all look to achieve.
Sandra, favorite technology and its impact?
Well, I said the smartphone as well. And then as I was thinking about it, I also considered in relationship to patient care and nursing and thought about things like the ability to communicate to the nurse, device integration, and the nurse not necessarily have to leave the bedside and be able to find that nurse. So the device integration and the ability to reach the nurse without necessarily having them come to a particular location, I think is the best technology that's been efficient for the nursing. But I think the smartphone wins it.
That's wonderful. Kathy, thoughts?
Okay, I agree. The smartphone is truly an innovative thing. But I'm going to go more grassroots and say the computer and the internet. Without the computer and the internet, none of it would be possible. And we have really grown in that regard. Now there's technology that actually looks and sees how we work and tries to improve upon that. Where would that be without those tools?
And as we look forward, I'm excited to see where we go with telehealth, taking care of patients in their homes, you know, where they never have to leave, but able to do everything that could be done in a healthcare setting is so exciting to me.
Sandra Appers is senior nurse specialist at Froedtert Health. Lisa Lyon is a senior clinical informatics coordinator with Cherokee Nation Health. Kathy Owen is a workforce solutions consultant with Kronos for Healthcare. Sandra, Lisa, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today on Steps to Value.
Again, thanks for allowing us to be here.
This is Maggie Van Vossen, manager of professional development at HIMSS North America. I bring value to HIMSS members by supporting their career development through our career services programs like our career fairs, the early careers community, awards and scholarships programs, and much more. You are listening to Steps to Value.
How does your organization encourage an engaged nursing informatics culture? What advice do you have for nurses looking to get more involved with nursing informatics? Send us a note as a voicemail or an email, and we'll play them on the air at the end of our next episode. You can send your comments to value@hims.org. We'd like to thank our guests, HIMSS Nursing Informatics Committee members Sandra Eppers, Lisa Lyon, and Kathy Owen, for sharing their insights on the impact an engaged nursing informatics culture can have on the quadruple aim. For more information on today's guests and topic, please visit the Steps to Value landing page on HIMSS.org. Steps to Value is a copyrighted production of HIMSS. HIMSS is a global voice, advisor, and thought leader of health transformation through health information and technology, with unique breadth and depth of expertise and capabilities to improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of health, healthcare, and care outcomes. HIMSS designs and leverages key data assets, predictive models, and tools to advise global leaders, stakeholders, and influencers of best practices in health information and technology so they have the right information at the point of decision. HIMSS drives innovative forward thinking around the best uses of information and technology in support of better connected care, improved population health, and the low cost of care. Steps to Value is co-produced by Rod Pahowski. Kelly Lippitt is story editor and guest relations manager. I'm Adam Baser, and we hope you join us next time on Steps to Value.